19 students, 2 adults dead, dozens injured in Texas elementary school shooting. By Randy Clark and Bob Price on May 24, 2022. An active shooter situation in Uvalde, Texas, on Tuesday, left 19 children and 2 adults dead. A hospital report also states that 14 children and at least one adult are being treated by hospitals in Uvalde and San Antonio. The shooter was killed by responding police, the governor added. Border Patrol agents, BORDIC Special Response Team, and Texas Highway Patrol troopers are on the scene to assist local first responders. The situation unfolded at approximately 11:50 local time when shots were initially heard in the vicinity of the elementary campus. Update 10:50 p.m., the Associated Press reports that the death toll now stands at 19 children killed and 2 adults. Update 4:20 p.m., school district police say the shooter, a U.S. citizen who graduated from the local high school, acted alone in the incident. Robb Elementary School houses students in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th grades, the police chief stated. Update 4:15 p.m., XAT reports that Uvalde Station Border Patrol agents responded to the shooting and provided immediate medical care to those injured in the school. Update 4 p.m., Governor Abbott's statement on Tuesday afternoon. Texans across the state are grieving for the victims of this senseless crime and for the community of Uvalde. Cecilia and I mourn this horrific loss and we urge all Texans to come together to show our unwavering support to all who are suffering. We thank the courageous first responders who worked to finally secure Robb Elementary School. I have instructed the Texas Department of Public Safety and the Texas Rangers to work with local law enforcement to fully investigate this crime. The Texas Division of Emergency Management is charged with providing local officials all resources necessary to respond to this tragedy as the state of Texas works to ensure the community has what it needs to heal. Update 3:40 p.m. From a press conference on Tuesday, Governor Abbott described the circumstances of the shooting. The shooter was Salvador Ramos, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde. It's believed that he entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun. And he may have also had a rifle, but that is not confirmed according to my most recent report. He shot and killed, horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher. The shooter, he himself, is deceased, and it's believed that responding officers killed him. Original story continues. By 12:15 local time, an active shooter was still reported on site. No formal disclosures of victims have been given as of press time. Uvalde police noted that at 1:06 p.m. local time, the suspect shooter was in custody. Photos from our Fox News photographer at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin tells me the shooting happened a block away from the school, then shooter ran to school. He and DPS tell me one person shot. Awaiting further info. pic.twitter.com/xttz5gzk8k. Bill Nelligan, at Bill Foxlaw, May 24, 2022. Victims from the shooting are confirmed to be in local hospital care. Parents are now clear to report to the reunification site to pick up children. This was delayed to account for all potential victims and survivors, per the school's Facebook page earlier in the day. Ken CBS 5 reports that hospital officials say a 66-year-old woman is in critical condition. A child is also being treated, but the child's condition is not reported at this time. Uvalde Memorial Hospital reported 2 deaths and 15 injuries. The 2 deaths are reported to be children who arrived dead at the hospital, XAT reports. Texas Governor Greg Abbott identified the shooter as 18-year-old Salvador Ramos. The governor added that responding police officers shot and killed the active shooter. This is a rapidly developing story. Updates will be posted as received. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark. Bob Price serves as Associate Editor and Senior News Contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price and Facebook.